Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Joel is one of the top futurists alive today. And we're glad he's part of our brain trust. We're celebrating his 8th anniversary as such. JoelBarker.com is the main website for him. Please check that out when you get a chance. My websites are SmallBusinessAdvocate.com and the one for my new book, AgeOfTheCustomer.com. Joel, thank you again for hanging out with us. We just had a great report from you on a couple of different three different topics. But now let's talk about this new solar cell efficiency thing. Yep.
And let me frame it a little bit. If you take a look at wind generation and solar cell trends, we are moving inexorably to a sustainable energy society that produces no CO2 at the energy source. You know, not for the manufacturing, but at the energy source. We are now on trends that say unless we really actively fight it and try and stop it, we will be a sustainable energy society by about 2040.
Wow.
So way to go, America.
Okay. Well, and don't forget, Joel, I've just got to throw this in. I want to remind people that from a carbon footprint standpoint, the United States of America has no bigger carbon footprint than we had 24 years ago in 1990. American industry, the American consumer, and and with in coordination with government and regulations and innovations, etc., we are currently at the levels that Kyoto proposed back in 98, the Kyoto Accords proposed, without having to sign anything, without having to be made to do anything. America has done that. We should be, with what you're talking about right now, we should easily be able to do that before 2040.
Yeah, I think so too. And what it says is, it is doable for everybody. That's what it really comes down to. But here's one of the things that is really interesting. There's a company called Semprius, S-E-M-P-R-I-U-S, in North Carolina, and they have been working with a really interesting theory of solar cells. First of all, they've got a high-speed manufacturing process which prints, you know, we're talking about additive manufacturing.
Uh-huh, yep.
It prints the solar cell. Now, here's what's crazy. The solar cell is the size of a pencil point.
Wow.
What they put on top of it is a plastic focusing lens. So with very little solar cell material, you bring a huge amount of photons onto this little spot, and you get above 40% efficiency.
Wow.
And they think they will be able to go above
From a passive source.
Yeah.
That we're just wasting, basically.
Exactly. Just stand there on the desert, stand there on the areas, put it on the rooftops of houses and buildings, and all of a sudden you are pulling every other photon basically is becoming an electron.
Joel, it was only only 30 years ago a furnace was only about 60% efficient. a gas or coal or electric furnace was only 60 something percent efficiency.
And keep in mind, we used to think solar cells at 15 was pretty good. So now we have this, and this is it's commercializable. They're manufacturing it. It can be made in huge amounts, and what do we know? Peter Drucker says, in the end, cost of manufacturing is the smallest cost, and for sure this is going to be true with this.
Absolutely.
So we are moving, as a country, into an area where we can, in fact, control the CO2 that we put in the air, rather than have it done whether we like it or not, because we may want some. Who knows?
So what you're saying is, and I'm gonna give a nod to regulations, but with regulations and the innovation of the marketplace and the possible reward for that in a free market system, we have accomplished what our government refuses to do, which is to have a de facto energy policy, national energy policy.
That's, you know, you and I have kicked this around all the time, and what is interesting is we had a subtle energy policy, which is we, meaning the taxpayer, will fund really advanced research into sustainable energy sources, and then we will let the information leak out to our marketplace people
for
them.
Out. Tech transfer.
For them to figure out how to commercialize it.
Tech transfer. That's exactly, and that's what, but that's a de facto policy.
Yes, it is.
But
yes,
look how,
is.
But look where we could be if it had been a national policy where the marketplace was encouraged rather than derided.
Exactly.
And so I think
that's. Remember, we did have some tax breaks.
Yep.
For some of the solar and wind things. We did do some of that.
That's a good partnership.
You're right. We could have done a much better job.
We could have already, maybe we could have already been there had we been doing this in a smart way. So that's where the marketplace is leading. The government is not so much leading. And we need to get everybody on board.
Let me give you a tease. The government isn't leading. It's seeding.
All right. I'll give you a nod to that. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Joel.
And happy anniversary, too, by the way.
Yep. Yep.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, 8 great years as a member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without him. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.